Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode. Hello, this is 251, Two Pianists, 5 Minutes, One Subject. And earlier in this series, we did introductions. Today, we're going to do outros and endings. My name's Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251. An outro is really just, in general terms, how to stop, I guess. because, you know, you've been playing your song, and if it's with a band, or even obviously if it's solo or whatever, but you need to somehow stop. And it sounds quite an easy thing to do, but in actual fact, it isn't always that easy. And the thing is, if you just stop at the end of the tune, very often it sounds a bit kind of premature in a way, especially if it's a fast tune. You can do kind of, there is such a thing as called a dead stop ending, where you just end on the last note. And it's kind of, it's quite surprising in a way. It's used as an effect, but probably more commonly, you'll kind of extend the ending a little bit, go into some section which kind of extends the ending, or obviously maybe slow down. There's different ways of kind of stretching the ending, really. And I guess that's really what we're talking about here.
Well, there's also, I think there's also a set of endings which are commonly used.
Yeah, there's a kind of repertoire in the same way that there are with intros, really, I guess.
I think... Actually, personally, I think it's more set with endings than it is with introductions because you don't want... So the old jazz joke is, if we start together and finish together, no one will know how good it is. So in order to finish together, you have to be clear, have a clear pathway out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one thing you can do is to extend the song by going up a tone. Is so you do, let's say, a 2-5-1 into C would be D minor G to C, and then you do E A D G, so you add an extra four bars basically that way. And here's an example of that. Another very common ending that everyone knows is what I call the Ellington ending, which I think comes from Take the A Train originally, which is to go from the tonic down to the third and work your way up through the scale and then finish on the tonic again. And sometimes people add an extra chord after that as well. That's this. And as you said, there's the hard stop, and that usually works best with a tune that has a really snappy ending. You know, so that people are expecting, because they know that's the tune.
Maybe ending on the tonic, even. If the tune sort of ends on the tonic, it sounds more kind of resolved, really.
Yeah. I mean, there's a classic example of an annoying ending from Dexter Gordon on Second Balcony Jump, where he goes, da-da-da-da-da-da. Done.
Yeah, deliberately stops.
And that's leaving the band hanging.
Yeah.
I've always got an idea that he does that as the last song of a set and then resolves it the first song of the next set. One of that I like to do is, I call it the Mr. Ben ending, which is to do triads a tritone apart, which is this sound. And that sets up a new pattern that hasn't got anything to do with the song, but it does. It's very logical, and therefore does. And it also is rising, so it's sort of a good up. ending. Have you got any other thoughts, Nick?
Another classic one is ending a semitone up from. So if your song is in C, and particularly if the melody ends on C, you can play a D flat major chord and then resolve or not, depending on what you want to do. That's another classic one. But yeah, there's many, many more to talk about, but we're kind of running out of time. So it's goodbye from me, Nick Tomlin.
And it's goodbye from me, Simon Whiteside.